Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Larson. I'm here for Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. We're real happy to be with you tonight. I'm sitting in for Dan Schrock, the activities director. He's on the road this week, and he asked me to come in and sit and share a few sports ideas and activities that are happening here in Dillingham and elsewhere. And of course, I accepted that with a smile. I love to come in and talk about Dillingham kids and kids around the bay. There's a lot happening right now because we are just starting into the volleyball and the wrestling season. Kids have been practicing hard for about 2 weeks. As you all know, kids are required to get in 10 full practices before they can actually go and play in OSSA-sanctioned events, and they're closing in on that. And so we have two of the varsity teams here in Dillingham that are going to hit the road. Let's talk about wrestling first for just a minute. The Dillingham Wrestling High School team is going to head to the Houston Altercation. I asked Coach Willie Savo about that just a few minutes ago, and he said there are too many teams to even mention. It's a great event because you get to see wrestlers from all across the state. Most of the emphasis is on some of the interior teams, and it may be the only time that you'll ever get to see a lot of those kids until you get to the state tournament. Willie's going to travel with 14 wrestlers. He has a new assistant this year. Jack Savo has stepped in to help Willie. Willie's been a wrestling coach and a wrestler here in Dillingham for a long time, and he's been coaching the varsity now. This, I think, is his second year. I want to say also, remind everybody that this is the year that Dillingham hosts the region tournament, and that is a major event, probably the biggest thing that we host all year in the wrestling world, at least.
Let's take a short break while we arrange our seating.
All right, we'll be right back with you in just a second. Thanks, everybody. Sorry about the interruption. We have a special guest that just came in, and we had to kind of shuffle around, find a microphone and a set of headphones for her. I won't even tell you who it is yet because I want to finish talking about wrestling for just a sec. So this is the year that we host the region event, and there's about 28 teams in our region, so it's a big deal. We generally get it here, the conference tournament, they call it, every other year. Bethel takes it on the off years. And so as we look down the road, that's something to kind of plan for. We need a lot of volunteers and a lot of help, and usually they accomplish that event in about a day and a half of solid wrestling on two mats in the big gym. It's always exciting to host a big event like that. I was happy to hear that a couple of Dillingham alumni, athletes from the not-too-distant past, Dylan and Cade, are both helping out in the wrestling department also as they're coaching the middle school team. They have about 20 kids out so far, and they're still trying to compile enough practices. And then next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after, they'll be in action. So stand by for news next week on the varsity wrestlers from the Houston Altercation. Willie said there's about 34 total high school wrestlers, and they're going to take 14 of those on that trip leaving Thursday. Okay, as I mentioned, we have a special guest. Her name is Megan. Megan, thank you for stepping in and taking a couple minutes out of your busy schedule. Megan Schlegel, as you all No, I'm sure, is our varsity volleyball coach. I was just talking to a couple of your players about this weekend that you had and what's coming up this coming weekend. And, boy, they were real excited, and they started to tell me about some of the players that you have back from your team last year. And, boy, you've got a lot of returnees. Tell us about your team.
Well, we only lost two seniors last year. We lost Brooklyn George and Kaylee Rolfe. So we're coming in pretty solid for this season. We're looking good. We've got a lot of people who are stepping up in the setting position, so that gives us lots of opportunities to mix up our lineup and use everybody. So our team is looking good, Mike.
What would be any differences between, because the last two or three years, Dillingham has really been tough. I mean, we've been right there as good as anybody, and and when we go to state, we always finish really high. We can compete with just about any teams that we come up against. But each team is different. They all have their own strengths. And how does this team look compared to the last few years, teams that we're familiar with?
I think this year I've got a big group of seniors, and I think now more than ever they want to work hard for that state title. So, and they're just rallying the troops behind them. Every day at practice it's got a really good feel to it, and they're pushing each other every day so that when we do see that competition, we're headed to Newstew this weekend and then the big Lumen Christi tournament next weekend. So we'll be seeing some of that big competition early on in the season, and we're working hard so we can be ready for it.
Yeah, that Lumen Christi's a zinger of a tournament because there's like, what, 8-10 teams in there, and usually some of the strongest teams in the state. And, you know, it's a chance to see how you stack up against some of the best.
Yep.
Last year, I think Dillingham was runner-up.
Yep, we took second last year.
In that tournament. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty impressive with that many teams there. And I saw the roster. There were some teams on there I never heard of. This year, did you see the roster of the teams that were going to be there?
Yeah, I saw the roster. I know that they've got some new teams coming in who haven't gone in years past. It's a really good tournament that they put on up there, so I understand why everybody wants to get into it. You see some good competition.
One of our competitors that we don't see much in volleyball, but that we know are close by, well, close by not geographically, but they're in our region, so to speak, and that's the Unalaska Raiders. And I do remember last year they were very tough. They play a little different schedule than we do because they're so far away, but we read about them and we hear about them. We all kind of know what everybody else is up to. And I remember they were undefeated going into the state tournament with high hopes, and then Kaliganik, the Huskies, went in there and just KO'd them that first round. That was pretty devastating. And Kaliganik is a team that you're familiar with because you play them a lot. And it's always been a neat thing to have them close by where we can afford to get together with them because they're good competition for us. And you played them half a dozen times last year. You knew how tough they were because they pushed you. And you usually could prevail, but they pushed you all the time. And so they're some of our best competition. Do you know anything about them? Do you remember how many seniors they had or how they're going to be this year? Because you might see them this weekend in Stu.
Yeah, I hope we get to see them this weekend. I know they graduated a couple seniors, and I've heard that a few girls moved, so I'm not really sure what their team is going to look like this coming weekend. But I'm sure no matter who they have on the court, they'll be good. They'll be good competition because they always are.
You played an alumni game this weekend. Did they give you a go?
Yeah, they did. Our JV got to play them first, and they put up a good fight, and then varsity played them afterwards, and varsity ended up winning in three, but the third game, alumni battled back. I think varsity ended up winning only by 5 points or so.
Wow, that's a good way to start the year.
That alumni is scrappy. They were digging up everything.
Well, they're from Dillingham. They don't like to lose. They're used to winning. Mm-hmm. So you got to kind of rotate everybody through there and see how everybody would do, and how many do you have out for the team?
We've got 8 solid on varsity. Emma Wetter's still out with an injury. We're expecting to have her back next week. So once she's back in full force, that'll open up our offense even more. So,
do you want to name any names of some of your players, or do you want to wait until after a couple weekends?
The whole team.
Yeah, wait until after a couple weekends, and then we'll talk about individuals. Because we do keep stats, you know,
right,
how many
kills
and how many digs and all this kind of thing. It's kind of fun to talk about the individuals and give them a little plug for their efforts.
The whole team's looking good, and we're feeling confident going into the season. Well, we're excited to start playing our games.
You know, Dillingham goes through cycles. I noticed, if I can deviate from the theme here for just a second, I was looking at the banners in the big gym, and there's 10 banners in there for cross country. region championships. All of them are pretty old. There was a time we were really strong in cross country, and then we sort of became known as a wrestling school. We won a couple of state championships. And then the last few years, you know, since we moved to 2A, from 3A to 2A, we are tough in a lot of areas, and certainly high school volleyball. We've got a reputation as one of the toughest, toughest programs in all of the state for 2A. And we're still strong in wrestling. We're right there. And we've also done so well in basketball. Basketball's starting to really come back. We've had a state championship and two runner-ups the last 3 years. So it's pretty exciting times in Dillingham. We look for big things from the volleyball program. I want to thank you for running that with Brittany Hibbert, still your assistant, right?
Yep.
And they've got a big middle school program. I was just talking to Abby Whitcomb, and she's an eighth grader now, and she said, wow, they've got some stuff coming up this weekend. And she said, we've got four teams. 36 kids are out for middle school volleyball.
That gym's pretty full.
I think they have three coaches now.
And
just to let everybody know, they've got the Electnicic kids coming down on Thursday after school. They're going to play Electnicic, and then
Thursday at five,
and then we're doing a little backhaul, bringing some Stew volleyballers down when you guys go up. Are you going up on Friday?
Yeah, we leave Friday. New Stew will be here on Friday, too.
So Stew will come down with the team, and then the middle schoolers will get to mix and match with them and play them on Friday and probably Saturday, and you guys will be back Saturday night,
yep,
I'm guessing. Okay, well, good luck to you, and we look forward to hearing the results from your weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
And happy travels, and we're going to take a little break here for just a second. We have more special guests, lots of them, and they have a lot of fun stories to share with us. We'll be right back with you with Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. Thanks, everybody. That's music that I'm not familiar with. I think that's what the Montana State fight song or something. That kind of gets a guy going.
The one we started with was Stand Up and Cheer. You were right on that one. That's Montana State. But what we just heard was On Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm learning something here. It's such a pleasure to be with you here, to be back in the booth. I love doing this show. And you know, we want to pass along a big hello to all of our listeners along the way, people that tune in and listen to this show and listen to KDLG and in general. And we know we have listeners all over down the chain and all over Bristol Bay, and even people clear up in Norton Sound. I know I taught school up in Stebbins from 80 to 85. I know there's listeners in St. Mike and Stebbins. This is Mike Larson that taught up there and coached. I coached cross-country skiing up there even, and we had a team come from Little Diomede Island once to Stebbins, which was quite a memory for me. It was the first trip off the island for a lot of those kids when they came to Stebbins. It was quite an event. So hello to everybody along the line up there, and we hope you enjoy listening to Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. We've got a couple of very special guests. Exciting for me because I've tried to get these two folks into the studio for about 3 years, and I don't know what they were eating this week, but for some reason or another, they finally said yes, and I was pretty excited. So we've got Cindy and Sadie Tuckwood from Dillingham that are in the studio with us today, and I want to ask them a few questions and to share a few stories. And what we want to talk about is running. And then the bigger picture, we want to talk a little bit about fitness. Because if you know the Tuckwoods, you know that they're firm believers in staying physically fit. And Cindy, thanks for coming in to share with us today. And Sadie, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
And we hope that you'll share a few stories and a few ideas and help people. Part of this is to help motivate myself, because sometimes you need a little push to work towards nutrition, better nutrition, and better fitness. Now, I don't know if everybody, many Dillingham people are, but I don't know around the Bay if everybody's aware of what Sadie Tuckwood, an eighth grader, what she has accomplished in her running career thus far. I want to share a few things about her. Correct me, Sadie, if I'm off on anything here, but every race that I know that you've run in, including some real big events in the greater Anchorage area, you have prevailed. You are getting a reputation as being one of the strongest runners anywhere, especially for your age. And most of the events that you run in as a middle schooler, sometimes there's high school runners in there when it's a smaller event, right? And you usually have the fastest time even with high school kids. So tell us for a second some of the places, the towns or the events that you've run in so far in your middle school career.
Well, I ran in most of the villages around here, like Newstew, Manicotic, and King Salmon. But then I ran a couple times in Anchorage and then in the Dillingham meet.
So now that you're an eighth grader, you've been in quite a few events. You've been to several different places, and you probably don't get as nervous as you might have been when you were younger in sixth grade. You've come a long way. Share with us a little bit about, say, the course up in Newstew, and how that, because that's one I'm familiar with, and how that might compare with when you ran in Manicotic, which is a relatively flat course, and then the course in Anchorage.
The course in Newstew, it was pretty hard. You ran from the school, and then you had the gully. It's like a four-wheeler path that goes down into a little valley and then comes back up. It's pretty steep, and it has lots of tree roots and rocks and stuff, so you have to watch where you land. And then at the end, it has a never-ending hill to the finish that makes you so tired.
What's the fastest time you've ever run?
17:22 for a 5K.
Where was that?
At the Dillingham Invitational this year.
Yes. Your times have gone down each year that you've been running as you've gotten older and stronger and maybe a little more knowledgeable about your own abilities. We want to let everybody know that, you know, I don't even know how to express how great this was, but when you went in as a sixth grader, very inexperienced with competition, and we talked about this a couple years ago, I know, but I want to revisit it for just a second because it's pretty phenomenal what you did. You went in as a sixth grader. Nobody in the greater Anchorage area could possibly have ever heard your name or known who you were. Here's this little girl from Dillingham, you know, and they got all these older, bigger, stronger looking, experienced, you know, kids that run year round and everything. And here comes Sadie Tuckwood. And Cindy, you were there. Tell us what happened.
Well, it was pretty exciting. We took her in, and she lined up with all the other kids. ACS and Palmer get a lot of people from all over the state because you can do two races. So it gets a lot of people who travel into town. And so she lines up with, it was 6th, 7th, and 8th graders from all over the state. And she takes off, and it's a 2-mile course. Instead of a 5K, a 3-mile course. It's a 2-mile course, and it was raining actually that day, pouring down rain, and it gets pretty muddy. It's a rather flat course. There's just a few little hills, and then it is pretty muddy. But anyway, so she takes off, and we had no expectations. This is the first time we've ever taken her in, and didn't know what the competition was at all. And we're waiting patiently, and we hear the cheering roar coming, and you always know that's the first runner coming through. And we couldn't see her at that time, who it was. We could just hear the applause, and here she comes running in, and she ended up winning the ACS meet. So it was pretty exciting.
How'd that feel, Sadie?
It was pretty cool because it was my first race against, like, in a bigger place with all kids from around the state.
When you took off from the starting line, did you run with anybody for a while, or did you kind of get ahead and stay ahead, or did you have to pass some folks?
I was, in the beginning, everybody always runs fast, you know. race, and then they slow down. But I was, most of the race, I was in second, and then at the end there was a girl, and in, like, the last mile, I could see her pretty much all the race. And then, so I just started picking up my pace, and then I was right behind her, and then I sprinted past her. She tried to sprint still, but I just sprinted faster, and then it was almost the end of the race by then. So
you had to pass her? Mm-hmm. Did she say anything to you?
At the end, she just told me I did a good job, and she asked me where I was from and how old I was. And
I imagine she did. And she was an eighth grader, if I remember correctly. Isn't that right, Cindy?
Yes.
And she was a runner of some renown that had won several races in town. Everybody knew who she was. And after that race, everybody knew who you were. Then you went in again as a seventh grader, and you did it again. And I'm sure that everybody in the Anchorage area knows who you are now. So as you go into to high school next year, and as you look ahead a little bit, it'll be a big transition. You'll get more competition, tougher competition next year, and it might even feel like it means a little bit more. Do you train year-round?
I don't run all year round, but we hike and ski and we go sledding, and we always stay pretty active.
So tell me a little bit about the things that you do to stay fit. Do you avoid eating certain things, or do you eat certain things to help you stay strong? Tell me about nutrition.
Well, beets are supposed to help with endurance, so we eat lots of beets, and then a salad, and fish and moose or chicken.
What do you eat on the day of a run, if you know it's a big event?
Well, the day before the race, we always have, like, spaghetti or something with noodles.
All you can eat?
Sometimes.
Well, I can't imagine you'd eat very much, not compared to the plates of spaghetti that I enjoy. We want to congratulate you, and you know, it's just impressive the example that you are in the classroom, and the fitness and the commitment that you have to running. It's one thing to come out for a sport and do it. It's another to try to continue to grow all year round and to be an athlete all year round, and to run in the summer and to run in the fall and during the season, and then to keep up that fitness over the winter. I know you play basketball, and I've seen how much fun you have. You're a guard. You handle a ball really well and can shoot it and drive. And I know basketball helps you stay a little bit fit, too, keep you interested in being active. So we look forward to next year. I, for one, am just totally jacked about what's going to happen next year with you running. And little sister's coming into the middle school program, Skylar, and she's pretty dynamic too. So we look forward to next year. Cindy, I want to talk to you for just a minute. Cindy runs every morning a bunch of miles. How far?
It depends on the day. I try to do 48 to 50 miles a week. So each day I have a different amount of running that I do.
I know you take Harley with you.
Yep.
Your pooch. Harley runs along with you. It's a good way to walk the dog. And in some ways, Harley's maybe a little bit of protection, too, because I know you've run into a bear out there in that early morning darkness before.
Yes, I have, a couple of summers ago.
Yeah, and you had to outrun the bear. That's quite a story.
Well, I just hope that doesn't happen again.
You know, because they always tell you don't run when you see a bear, but what do you do when you're already running and then you see it?
You stop
or do you keep going?
Stop.
Cindy, tell us for a second, what is the driver that, I mean, you do this 7 days a week, am I right?
Yep.
Well, how do you find the strength, the motivation, the drive to do it?
It's just a lifestyle. I've been doing it for many years, and it's just something that I enjoy, and it keeps me in shape, and it keeps me active and able to keep up with my kids.
What are the benefits other than the obvious that you stay fit and strong? What are the benefits?
I think you're happier, you're healthier, of course, and, you know, it's just a... a lifestyle you choose, and it just makes me a better person, because I'm a happier person. I get out, I enjoy the great outdoors, and I'm active, and it's a healthy lifestyle you choose.
I've seen you run in some pretty tough weather, because I occasionally am out hours that I probably shouldn't be, because I work nights sometimes, and I've seen you at just some unbelievable weather where I thought, is that really Cindy today? How do you accommodate the weather?
You just dress for it. I've just got a mindset. We lived in the interior for 10 years, and I've got a mindset that no matter what the weather, you just get out and do it. You just change your gear, basically. In the interior, when it was 30, 40 below for a significant amount of time, if I cut a limit that said, oh, well, if it's 20 below, I don't run, then you'd never run because it would be cold for so long. So here we battle rain once in a while, and so I just figure, well, you just wear different gear and get out and just continue running. You just change your gear.
I read a quote this week, and I thought about you and Sadie when I read it. It said, to be a great athlete, you need more than natural ability. You need mental strength to keep going when your body wants to quit. And I've heard it said that, you know, a lot of times people start to work out or to do something, and the first 6 minutes, your mind is kind of telling you, oh, I'm too tired. I can't make it today. I don't want to do this. And if you can get past that initial 6 minutes, then you're good to go. Have you found that kind of to be true?
Oh, yeah.
The mental side?
Yes. I will lay in bed at 4:30 when the alarm goes off, and if it's pouring down rain, I think twice about getting up. But I always do. It's just you overpower that.
Sadie, does it help you to have that example in your family? Mom pushing you a little?
Kind of.
Well, we want to thank everybody for, especially we want to thank the Tuckwoods and Megan for coming in, but we want to thank everybody for listening in for another session of Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. Good luck to all the teams, and we'll have a lot of news for you next week. If you want to watch volleyball, come in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and watch the middle school. Nothing better. Thanks, everybody.